I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my red clay diary. It's all about life, actually. This is called At Play in the Fields of Somewhere Else. Gather round, dwellers of the Down South Village. In my personal South, I've spent many decades admiring those among us who get things done without exerting much energy. Used to be, when I'd enter a chain pharmacy to purchase edibles or toiletries or pharmaceuticals, I'd be greeted with a traditional, "Good morning," and a, "How can I help you?" exchange. The employee at the counter would take a moment to smile and offer assistance. Said employee would even rush from behind the candy and gum displays to personally direct me to the desired product. Not anymore. Today, I duck past the automated doors and check my shopping list. I scan the orderly aisles and see no one. All is calm and dim, except for the looping post-Muzak music. I scrounge around trying to find one particular item, but wind up back where I started, once more looking for signs of human life. A blinking automated checkout kiosk flirts with me, but is clueless as to where things are. I hear a faint rustling behind the front counter. I peek around a 6-foot chapstick display and spy a person below eye level. She is sitting slumped, staring raptly downward at her palm-held device. She giggles at whatever she is scanning. I clear my throat. "Ahem," I say. "When was the last time you ahemed in public?" She looks up, sees me, stares silently. I say, "Could you direct me to..." She points vaguely toward a back counter and returns her gaze to her lap. I think. "Sorry, I'm not sure where that is. Can you help?" She sighs, reluctantly rising from her perch. I pretend helplessness just to see how much she is willing to exert herself for a customer. I actually get her to come from behind the counter and direct me down the appropriate lane. I graciously thank her and head to the far reaches. When I return to the front counter with items to purchase, the employee is once again in the land of electronic navel contemplation. She mumbles something about my using the auto checkout thingy, but I once again hope to test her abilities. "Sorry, I don't have my glasses. Can't see the instructions." She does one more dramatic sigh and checks me out at the humanoid assistance booth. I make my usual pleasant small talk. I enjoy engaging strangers in meaningless exchanges. It's a Southern thing. In her firmly defined tradition, the clerk asks whether I want a receipt. I say, "Yes," just to see her in some kind of motion. I am silently amazed that she gets paid to do this job. I obtain my receipt, grab my goodies, retrieve my change, and head for the door, wishing her a nice day. She reslumps and resumes existence in her virtual world. I wonder whether the day will come when I grow used to this not-so-brave new world. Or am I just being an old fogey? You don't have to reply. I know the answer.